Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen, and also, of course, Susie Ruffle, but you knew that. Now, as a special festive treat, we thought we would include a selection of our live show from the Duchess Theatre in London's glittering West End for this week's episode. We recorded it back on the 15th of December. Goodness me, can you think back that far? And we had a lot of fun, and we thought you might like to join us for part of that evening. So here we go. Hope everyone's having a nice Christmas break, by the way, and happy New Year as well. I forgot to say that, yeah.
Happy Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Thanks for being here, everybody. What a clang indeed.
What a clang. A Christmas...
A Christmas clang-on.
Oh, my God. Yes. We didn't even plan that. Can you believe?
Well, I think we should have a moment, though. You may have heard a reference in the carol just there to our gay apparel.
What are you saying?
And I just think we should have a moment for Susie's new shoes, everybody. Yeah. Aren't they incredible?
They are a bit, aren't they?
They're very fancy. You're going to have a terrible time breaking those in,
oh,
though.
Oh, you better believe it.
She's absolutely ankle to neck in compedes.
And I put them in the wrong place. I had to move them. It's honestly... They think nurses have it hard. I've struggled with these shoes backstage. But they're goodness. Lovely, aren't they?
It was all worth it, everybody. It was all worth it. You're going straight to the Palladium afterwards to do the panto. They're great.
Oh, that's great. Rich coming from you.
Oh, please. No, it was meant in a good way.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Fine.
Oh,
crikey.
Anyway. come in. Come in and know me better, man. Come in. Hello. Don't worry. No one noticed. Yes. Happy Christmas and everything.
Why are you late?
Yes.
What?
Because you tried to sit on someone's lap. Well, that will probably detain you. Yes. What's your excuse? What happened?
Lime bike broke.
Oh, my goodness. That is the thing with a queer audience, Susie. We do have people who use lime bikes.
Yeah. Yeah, people will be conscious of the environment.
Oh, God, please. I haven't got any children. Let's torch the place. Anyway. Don't clap that.
And that's the message of the show. So,
happy Christmas.
Oh, you're late as well, lime bike.
Gosh, the way you've done it, though, in symmetry is wonderful. Like closing a curtain.
Just very slowly.
Was yours a lime bike? Or what were you, a hot air balloon or something? Dinner. Outrageous.
Rude. Where?
Bodine's. Oh, that's a lot of meat before a meal, for a show like this.
Not a lot of meat.
Don't care about the environment, do you? And joking. Sorry, you were asking a question.
No, it's okay. I've done. I've done. I'm finished. I've done.
Okay. We are So, hello, and hello upstairs as well.
Yes.
To everybody up there, welcome. We are so thrilled, aren't we, Susie? We thought we'd never see ourselves in the West End.
I know, the West End. And the night we open is the night we close. So that's just thrilling, isn't it? Oh! One night only. One night only.
Don't, Susie, we can't afford.
Okay.
Right.
We haven't paid PRS.
We do not have any or any insurance.
We've got
so
no
just
insurance.
Know so how to get out.
Yes, if there's a fire, run like fuck.
Run.
That's the only message we can give.
And I was going to say as well, we thought we'd see our name in lights, of course, and we arrived at the theatre and it is not ours.
No, it's not our name, is it?
So that's wonderful. We're very thrilled to have you all here with us tonight.
We really are.
We very much appreciate our audience, which we always say is probably 4 to 6 people and their mum. So
the fact that you're all here,
the fact that you've all made your mum's friends is so
honestly
kind.
Trish, wherever you are, we know you're here.
We're a very exclusive, God bless, and we're an exclusive gang. But the lovely crowd that you see, I guess we should start by saying hello to some people.
We should, yeah. I noticed that there's a few seats that, and this has been sold out for months.
Months!
So what I like to imagine is that today, a couple of people thought, you know, about 6 months ago, they went, oh, we should go and see Susie Ruffin and Tom Allen, that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
And then this morning they went, no, let's not. So... Actually, I don't fancy them.
Oh, Jeff, no, I can't be doing with all that.
Oh, no. Oh, them keeping on and on and on. Oh.
I listened to it the other day. I don't know what they were talking about.
Neither do we.
So that's nice. Or maybe they tried to sell them on, what is it, StubHub? StubHub? Is that what it's called? StubHub? Is that the one where they try and resell your tickets for £1 million? Yeah, well, they didn't get it.
So they just thought, fuck it.
More for them. More for them.
Should we chat to some people?
Let's do that. Where should we begin? You've got your eye on that man in that fisherman's jumper, haven't you?
Yeah, not a fisherman's jumper, Tom. You need to go to Specsavers, love.
Well,
that's a Czech shirt.
Oh, I thought it came up. Well, I don't know what fishermen wear anymore. When was the last time I was caught with a sailor? It's the turn-ups. That's what confused me.
Oh,
don't mind
yes,
me
the
saying.
Turn-ups are nice.
Big,
you've
very
gone for a thick turn-up. Yeah, and I appreciate that.
Very aquatic. Very aquatic, if you don't mind my saying.
Do you mind?
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it? Seafaring. Yeah, I can see that now. And the beard, he has got fisherman's friend all over him.
He's giving fishing.
He's giving fishing. And he...
What's your name, fisherman?
Tom.
Fisherman Tom.
I know a Tom.
Strong name.
And...
Strong name.
What do you do, fisherman Tom?
Oh, the gravy train. Good for you. What department, or can't you tell us?
Housing local government.
Housing local government. Oh, that's very noble. Oh, yes. Busy time. Busy time. You will be around. Very good. Very good. A busy time.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sure.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Who are you here with, Tom? Hello, Helen.
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 This is strange because we saw someone earlier. She introduced us to her friend. I said, oh, it's lovely to meet you, Helen, and continued to call her Helen. Guess what? She wasn't called Helen.
So now we're just calling everyone Helen. So it's funny that you're
Helen.
Here.
And now an actual Helen has turned up.
Helen, where were you earlier when we looked like dicks?
We needed you. We were summoning you here tonight. Did you buy the tickets today on StubHub? Maybe?
For £1 million.
Helen, and how do you and Tom know each other?
Married,
that's so, how you know each other.
Did you know each other before you got married?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Married at First Sight. Love that show.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if you were contestants from Maths. Yeah. But they don't get married, apparently. It's all a bit of a performance.
No, TV's
they don't get
not
married.
A lie.
TV sometimes doesn't tell the truth. Just be aware. So, Helen and Tom.
How did you meet?
Yeah. In a pub.
Old school, analogue. Yeah. what pub?
Lies. See how long it took her?
The sports
cafe in Haymarket.
The sports cafe in Haymarket. I've never met anybody who's ever been in there. It's closed now because no one ever went. It looked very aggressively machismo, if you don't mind me saying, Tom and Helen. Did you ever see it?
No.
It was like a sort of touristy sort of place where they played sport all day long.
NFL.
Like NFL, yeah. Wow. And so
What were you watching?
Yes.
Yeah.
You were just drinking, didn't even care. And did you meet? Do you meet on a date there, or your eyes caught across a
cricket bat?
A cricket bat,
yes.
That's it.
A ball.
I was trying to think of a football or a
rugby. Oh, you could have just said football.
Or a football.
Yeah.
Pitch.
Through friends.
Oh, and you said, let's go out for a drink.
I like fishermen. He said, I can tie my trousers up. Bish, bash, bosh, you're married. Yeah.
Goodness me.
What
How
do you do, Helen?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse.
Oh, wonderful. Sorry, no one cared, though. But
4 years ago, they would have clapped. Couldn't give a shit now, can they?
Oh, standing ovation for that, Helen.
How quickly you forget.
What sort of a nurse are you?
I specialise in patient safety.
Patient safety? You'd think every nurse would specialise in that, Helen.
Unsafe nurses, please.
Well, very cavalier nurse we've got today. You know the way she came in here with that chainsaw? I didn't trust her at all.
Don't worry, Helen's on her way.
I wish I had Helen again. She was much better at clearing out my earwax. What are you talking about?
Governance,
management, that sort of thing.
A governess.
Oh, like on The Chase, yes, the governess. Oh, wonderful.
Oh, I was thinking Sound of Music.
Oh, how interesting. That's where you and I are so different, isn't it?
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, hello, this is nice, nice setup here. Hello, hello, who are you? What's your name? Sheila, that's a nice name. It's an old school name, but you're not an old person. Sheila, that's a good name. Who are you named after? Someone in the family also called Sheila? Like a great aunt. She sounds super. And Sheila, who are you here with, Sheila?
My wife.
Your wife? Hello.
Hello.
Wife of Sheila, what's your name? Faye. Faye and Sheila. Those are very cool names. The sort of names that maybe people would have in a lovely episode of Foyle's War. It's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing.
That's the highest compliment he can give.
I'm telling you, Michael Kitchen, it talks a bit like that all the time, and you never know quite when he's going to stop. So anyway, he doesn't really have full stops in his sentences, but what I mean is Faye and Sheila are lovely undisclosed lesbians in a Foyle's War episode, maybe episode 4, series 2.
Yes. Mm. 2 that are always wearing the trousers.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
They live together. They're companions. Mm,
like we had Mrs. Murgatroyd in Miss Marple.
Yeah, Lezzer.
She was a Lezzer.
I know.
And like, what are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
What are you going to do about it?
Celebrate it.
I tell you who is celebrating it.
What?
Sadiq Khan. He's put up all those signs everywhere, hasn't he?
For what?
You, Les.
That's just for me.
Just for me.
I know.
And
who knew my tour was starting?
Kind of offensive.
And I thought,
if you break it down, it's offensive. I shouldn't say things. Sorry, go on.
But I do have low carbon emissions, so that's good.
Those shoes you don't. Susie, please talk to them.
Are you bored? Well, you've lost interest.
No, this seems like nice.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm at work, but it looks like a nice shift. What's your name?
Callum.
What do you do, Callum?
I'm a paramedic.
You're a paramedic.
My God, that's one step up from you, isn't it?
Oh, Helen, you must be livid.
He can drive as well.
Ah! How do you feel about safety? Broadly
not
for
bothered.
It or against?
Boring. Boring.
Who have you come with, Callum?
Kai.
Callum and Kai. Are you a couple? That really works, doesn't it, Callum and Kai?
That's nice. Not, and yours works too, but in a different way.
In a different way. Don't take offence. Good laugh.
Callum and Kai.
Kai, what do you do?
Good, what a power. What A gays you are.
Yeah.
The one you're down here on the StubHub tickets. Yes. What sort of law do you practice?
I do legal work for charities.
Oh, God. Good luck getting a Mercedes out of him, Callum. It's all we need.
No, that's a wonderful thing.
That's
sorry,
wonderful.
We're
you look
all
kind
for...
of sad now we've said that. Sorry,
yeah, but we
Kai.
Were just joking. I'm so sorry.
Great. That's
we'll
great
be thinking about
that.
It. We'll be going to bed tonight thinking I'm so
annoyed. And charities
annoyed.
Do need... We will worry because, you know,
we'll worry because
we have just worry all the time.
We
worry all the time. We try and have fun. We think people are our friends. We treat them like our friends. And then we torture ourselves for decades afterwards.
Are we done?
Should we talk to these...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hello. Hello. Go on, Susie.
No, please. No,
well,
a lovely salmon. Is it salmon? Bright it's bright orange.
See,
it's
you're not... Lights. I'm not the only one. You said I was needed an eye test for thinking you was...
But yeah, but that's a different colour.
Yeah.
I might need some of those colour glasses.
Yeah.
Not all of it's going to be good.
They said do it as the pod... Like you record the podcast. Just do it like you record the podcast. So that's what we're doing.
You just have got the bits that aren't edited out normally.
Yeah.
Where our producer Emma goes, that's boring, we'll cut that.
We spend a lot of the recording going, cut that out, Emma.
Cut that out. I think that's liable. Cut that.
We'll need to pay the rights on that. Yeah, all of that stuff. Yeah. We're leaving it in.
A bright orange. It's very nice. You're welcome. Tom, carry on.
Who have you come with tonight? Alison, hi.
I didn't get your name. Sorry. Sorry? Ross. I'm scared of Ross. I don't know why. Terrified.
Ross is actually a friend of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I did. I thought you...
Oh, how do you know Ross?
I think we used to...
Grindr.
Ross and... No, it wasn't. It was from... We're working together, wasn't it? Because Ross is an editor by trade. TV producer.
Sure.
I mean, great friends.
And that's why I'm frightened of him. Now it makes sense.
But Russ brought his family along to see me in Barrow in Furness.
Oh, Clang.
Clang, I'll say.
I didn't know you were in that musical.
Would you say in Furness or in Furness? Oh, sorry.
Furness.
In Furness.
Like
I tried to make it a bit more French, didn't I? In Furness. Oh, lovely. And you're here with Alison. How do you know Alison, Russ?
We've been friends for 20 odd years.
Mm-hmm. But how did you become friends, Russ?
From work.
In television? Lovely. What do you do, Alison? You work in TV. What do you do in TV, Alison?
Very vague.
A producer, yeah. Still very vague, Alison. It doesn't really mean...
Yeah, what do you produce? We don't know what this means.
Develop shows. Lovely. What sort of shows do you develop?
Funny factual shows.
That's not a genre. Funny factual.
Not one that we're getting anyway.
What do you do? Christmas crackers at the site. Funny factual. What are you talking about? A bit of factual, a bit of funny. Okay. Like the sort of thing Claire Balding might do.
I'm right here.
Would you do that one with the foot thing? What? That advert is everywhere.
What advert with the foot
thing? That advert for that foot thing that she's advertising.
What's
Claire
she
Balding.
Doing?
It's a thing where they...
She can't get her shoes on anymore.
She's got these Jimmy... she's got these shoes. And they're very uncomfortable. No, she's with a friend. They've gone for a walk.
Oh, and then she's done.
Classic.
Oh.
And then they...
We love to walk. As a people,
they love to walk.
We love to walk.
And so Claire and friend...
Friend,
not discovered who that friend is.
Bitfoils war?
Oh, definitely a bit false war. And they're walking through the forest, and then the friend goes, I can't go on any longer, Claire. I can't go. And
I'm in love with you. No?
No, it's not that long an advert.
Oh, okay.
And she goes, I can't go on. You go on without me. And Claire goes, we're only 10 steps away from the car park. And this other couple, who happen to be straight, actually, and shame on that advert, actually, because the straight people are the ones who are wise. Anyway, the...
Tom, come on, love is love.
Love is love. And long story short, she doesn't use blisters or tablets. She does just puts her foot on a shaky thing, and now her legs are fine. Good advert, though.
What is this?
Didn't it? Worked. Got in my head.
Oh,
you've seen the advert. You've seen the advert.
No,
come on, you're lesbians. You've seen the advert. Have you seen it, Russ? You've seen it. You've seen it. It's on all the time. It's on all the time.
I'm so sorry. Hello. How are you? What's your name? Hello, Jane. Do you know these people? No.
Oh.
Good for you. And they seem very nice. I'm only joking.
I'm only joking. Funny and factual.
What do you do, Jane?
I'm a child.
Oh, love it.
You have. I get those adverts all the time. Foyle's War. Oh, they think I'm desperate to buy a bath that I can step out of. Which doesn't make sense, does it? Because I'd leave it, I'd be drunk, it'd be full up, I'd open the door, the bathroom would be flooded. Why have I put carpet in the bathroom? It's a nightmare. Jane, so what did you used to do? Psychologist. Oh,
God,
geez,
Jesus
Jane.
Christ.
God, are you sure you're retired? Come back to work tonight, haven't you? What sort of psychology did you study, or did you
clinical psychologist?
That's one up from a paramedic, I think, isn't it? Clinical psychologist, wonderful.
Well, if you want to send us any messages afterwards,
do
that
give
would
us,
be great.
Yeah,
just let us know what
on the side
we've got.
great. Where did you practice, out of interest?
Southwest London.
Nice.
I mean, do you want to give us the names of the people that you thought
anybody
were most that needed most help over your career?
I bet it was nice around the Clapham, were you? Richmond?
Wandsworth.
Oh, moneyed.
Right.
Daddy issues.
Lovely.
Funny and factual.
It's funny and factual. There's something you could do, isn't it? The boroughs, the wealthy boroughs of London.
And their problems.
Yeah, it'd be something, you know, like a TikTok.
What?
So, people talk about TikTok, don't they?
Yeah.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
One of the remarkable things about our podcast is we were podcasting pretty much before all the big juggernaut podcasts did come around.
Yeah.
And
sorry, I was just laughing at the word juggernaut, which is really childish.
What did you think? What were you imagining as I said the word juggernaut?
Jugs. Mine, specifically.
Yours specifically?
Yeah.
Oh. Not mine?
No, not yours. How's your nipple?
Susie, they weren't at the last show. They don't know what you're talking about. I had a painful nip. I had a spot on my nipple.
Oh, I didn't know it was a spot.
It was,
I
yeah, it was really. It was. It was like I was indicating. But it's okay now.
He took the clamps off. He's fine.
Which I've got. I mean, sorry.
Well. No, go on. Tell him.
Well, so where I live in southeast London.
Bromley.
Bromley, which many of you may know. Well, of course, some of you from Bromley? No, we could have done this at the Churchill. They haven't got a centre aisle either. And, which you know, would have saved you a lot of trouble if there had been, am I right? Bromley has been famous for being all boring, which I've liked. And now they brought out this film, Pillion, which is about a BDSM relationship. And there's a scene where the mum of the younger man, the sub in the relationship, his mum, which sounds very on brand for like Bromley and my experience, that if I was in a BDSM relationship, my mum would obviously have to meet the dominant person.
Now, have you got your safe word? Okay, up you go.
But it is, and she goes, and where do you live? And he says, Chislehurst, which is the area of Bromley that I live in. And they go, oh, Chislehurst. We never thought we'd see him with someone from Chislehurst. And so now I think people think Chislehurst is a hotbed of everybody in BDSM relationships. Everybody's at it all over the place. And I tell you, they're not. And there's one scene where he gets... Where?
What happens, Tom?
Where he gets noshed off...
Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Happy Christmas, Foyle's War. He gets noshed off around the back of Primark, and the thing is, that bit is very close to the stage door of the Churchill Theatre, which coincidentally is where I recently met the late Patricia Routledge. So it's really changed that memory for me.
Isn't that where you saw two people shagging with your dad?
Out of context, that is a horrible sentence.
But you know what I'm getting at. Well, what are they getting at?
I don't know if anybody knew. But thank you for remembering that. That was in my tour show. That's the alleyway at the other side of the Churchill Theatre, which leads into the library, if you know it. There's a sort of arched wisteria. Arch. It's like an arch.
Yeah. It's like an arch. It's an arch.
Faces into the entrance to the Churchill Theatre and the Churchill Theatre Library, if you know it. That's on the other side, where the Noshing Off is up the hill. Just next to the parish church of Bromley, just there.
Still haven't told the story about when you and your dad walked in on people having sex?
Oh. Well, long story short, I had a library book out when I was a teenager. It was in the summer holidays. I think it was probably about Noel Coward or maybe about etiquette. And I'd forgotten to take it back in time. I was very anxious because I thought I'd be in trouble with the library. They'll call the police. I'll go to prison. I won't survive in prison. Or so I thought. And then, what a 3 years that turned out to be. But I at the time said, Dad, I've got to take my library book back. What are we going to do? He said, don't worry, you can put it through the letterbox, so to speak.
That's
what she said. And my dad, so we parked around the back of the high street. We walked along the alleyway, and then as we walk along there, I was an unusual teenager. I'd often dress up in Victorian clothing. And I'm walking along the alleyway, and on the floor, there's two people having sex. And my dad just carries on walking. I said, Dad, we can't walk past. There's two people on the floor having sex. And my dad says, oh, don't worry about it. And then marches on past. And, you know, I mean, for these two people on the floor having sex, they must have been more freaked out than we were.
Yeah, Victorian child walking past them.
It must have been like the Christmas Carol.
Someone came. This year we're having pies. What do you think of that?
Oh, I don't know what I think about that. Yes. I don't know what I think about that.
A similar response from my mum and dad.
I don't know. Well, I think I'm with your mum and dad on that. I think I'll be sending my own invitation to them.
Bring your own meat if you want to come.
What? So you're going to pies?
So listen, I thought...
Do people know? Don't tell people that.
Why not?
I think you're perverts.
Oh, coming from you, who lives in Chislehurst. The homo of. I just thought I can't be bothered to spend the whole day in the kitchen. So I made a new plan. I said, look, everyone get here at 10. We'll have a fried breakfast.
Oh, that's nice.
Then we're going to the pub.
Oh, nice.
It's open for 2 hours down the road. We're going to go to the pub.
Lovely.
Then we're going to come back. We're going to have pie and mash.
Oh.
Oh, now you're into it. Now you're into any of those booze. I just thought that's easier to do.
Suze, I like that idea.
There you go. Do you want to come?
First bit, yes, but I mean, when you say pie and mash, do you mean pie and mash as in the pie and mash liquor?
Oh, no, no liquor.
No liquor. Not
gravy and some veg.
Okay, like a sort of, not a Cockney Eastern or South East, because Alfie's favourite meal is pie and mash.
Eels? You know, do they have eels?
They do sell jelly eels, but that was a step too far, even for me.
Have you tried one?
We went to Manzi's, although he doesn't like Manzi's, but almonds, whatever
right?
They're called, they're not open.
Can you smell toast?
You ate a lot of those pies. I went in there, I said, went in, you have to queue up to basically, hello, good afternoon. And we haven't
booked. Are you having a nice day?
and they went to the counter and they said, oh, next. And I said, oh, hello.
I'm Tom Allen.
I'm Tom Allen.
And I do a lot of charity work.
What pies do you have? And they went, pies. They only do one flavour of pie.
And what is the flavour?
Pie.
Oh.
And then they smear the mashed potato around the plate.
No, I don't like that.
Drizzle it, which is quite an elegant thing, a parsley sauce, but somehow it's sort of always kind of... I don't know, for me, I just never got into it.
I think gravy.
Yeah, Alf loves it. Well, you could have a gravy.
I'll be doing gravy. I won't be doing that weird sauce.
Okay.
The option's open. Come if you want, or thank don't.
You. Story of my life. No, the... So you're going to... Your mum's bringing a bag of meat, maybe because she's worried about the pie situation.
Well, I've said to her, don't bring the meat, because you'll have a pie.
And what did your mum say?
Oh, it's a bit weird and different. But so am I. So it's fine.
So did your mum and dad get a choice in the pie that you were offering?
I said that I said I'll get pie pie orders a couple of days before.
Pie orders a couple of days before?
Mm-hmm.
From whence would one place such an order?
Well, I know you're a brand ambassador at M&S, but
yes, I was going to say. Because I could really help out on this.
Oh, yeah. I'll ring you. I'll ring you with my mum's pie order. Yes.
I'll pick it up in Chislehurst. Drive it down. Pompey. So are they getting a choice of pie?
Well, yeah, whatever pie they've got.
Okay. Whatever pie they've got?
Well, whatever pie the shop's got. I'm not making pies.
You're not making the pie?
No, I can't be bothered.
Gosh, so your mum brings her own food, you say?
I just think we put too much stress onto the turkey and the... Just think, let's just have some fun.
Because last year, what did you do? You went a bit rogue then.
I didn't go rogue.
You didn't do a turkey?
No, I didn't do a turkey. I did a chicken and a ham. I don't think that's rogue.
No, but it's subversive.
I'm a sub, what can I say?
Come to Chislehurst. And so is your mum bringing the bag of meat?
She hasn't said whether she is, but she probably will for my dad.
Because he'd like a bit of...
Probably.
Yeah. And what doesn't she... What do they... No, too many questions.
Do you want to ask me after at the interval?
What about Yorkshire puddings?
Well, I feel like a pie is a... Mm. You've already got pastry, haven't you? But yeah. I might ding a few in.
Mm. And mash potato.
Yes.
Mm, that's nice.
Oh, now you're on board.
What vegetables?
I will probably do some cabbage, some broccoli, some parsnips in honey, maybe some carrots.
Parsnips in honey? Where did that come from?
Parsnips in honey? I haven't come up with that. You know Mary Berry. You always put parsnips in honey. Or maple.
Wow, Susie. I mean, pie and mash and parsnips in maple. You've lived in Brighton a long time now.
I have.
No Brussels.
Oh, props not.
Props not. Christmas pud for after?
No, I might go bread and butter pudding.
Bread and butter pudding?
Mm.
Oh, my God, it's enough to make you climb a lamppost and hang a Union Jack, isn't it?
Oh, I'm pleased you finally come clean about doing that.
I tell you, my thighs are exhausted shimmying up there. Pass me the needle and thread, Al. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you, Tina. And
just
Helen.
That story for a moment. Thank you, Tina.
Oh, no.
It's when Susie was here with a certain well-known comedian.
Oh, come on.
Who didn't... Wasn't sure. Susie hadn't met this famous comedian before. He concluded the evening, everybody had been on, and before he left, he said thank you to everybody by name and looked at Susie and went, thank you, Tina. I wonder who that was.
Mm.
Well, he's going round and round everybody's mind right now, I'm sure.
Well, I think that'll do for this week. You'll hear part two next week. For now, Happy New Year and bye, 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 bye.